some bad things. I did some bad things.
Tell me.
We thought we were helping, but it didn't work out that way.
You always worried too much, Jim. The past is the past, my friend.
You keep a diary of the horror we created.
It never happened.
That's the way you want to play it?
With me?
You did your part, I did mine. We all found a way to justify it.
Okay, here's the deal. Pierre Morel helped reinvent Liam Neeson as an action star with the movie Taken. Now he's trying to do the same thing with Sean Penn in The Gunman. The story follows a former Special Forces soldier who becomes a mercenary. Now his sins of the past are catching up with him, and someone wants him dead. In order to save himself and the woman he loves, he has to get to the bottom of the attacks. While the trailers make The Gunman look like a relentless action film in the line of Taken, it's a much slower burn than you'd expect. Sure, there are obvious crossover points in which the movie strives to draw goodwill from that film, but I appreciated the more deliberate pacing and somewhat complicated, if not a little convoluted, plot. The cast is excellent, featuring Penn in the leading role with Idris Elba, Javier Bardem, and Ray Winston. Together, they raise the quality of the film from a forgettable action wannabe to a decent international thriller. The Gunman gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.